Peabody High School boys basketball coach Thad Broughton is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Coach, welcome. Welcome back.
Bill, thanks for having me.
You guys are coming off a nice win earlier this week against Saugus. You wrap up the regular season Friday night at home against Revere, back to the Greater Boston League, if you will. First, let's go back earlier this week, the Saugus game. And, you know, I've been touting Saugus all this year. Not I'm not touting Peabody either, but as an exciting team to watch. And it sounds like that was exactly the case. It was a great game this week.
Saugus is a very good team. They're athletic. They have four guys out there who can really shoot the three ball well. And we match up with them pretty good, I felt. And it was one of those games where it was back and forth, and we'd get up by about 9 or 10 points, and they would storm back. We'd have to call a timeout. And that's pretty much how the whole night went. It was just a game of runs, and we were able to kind of make the last run of the night, which you know, gave us the separation we needed.
Was the difference in the game kind of your strength, a little bit more size or bulk than Saugus?
You know, I going into the game, we matched up pretty evenly in terms of size. I mean, we're not the biggest team. You know, we don't start anybody over 6 feet. And, you know, Saugus is not that tall either. So it was pretty even in terms of that. I think we were able to cause a couple turnovers. And then in the second half, we were pretty solid in our defensive effort. But whenever Saugus got open and they had open looks, they buried them. They can just really shoot the basketball. And that was my biggest fear going into the game was getting out to their shooters.
Yeah, and they're shooting, and they're at home that early, you know, at home in that game against you guys, and so that's good. I mean, again, I know they're not big, and I know you're not big either, but you guys can play defense, that's for sure. And I, like I said, I've seen Saugus now, and I'm impressed with them, and the same with you guys too, obviously. So, Thad, let's go back and have you talk to us a bit about this season. How has your team come together? Or not, you know, and throughout the course of the year, and you know, kind of developed what Peabody basketball is for 2022-23.
You know, we had a couple returners coming back. You know, our captains Shea Lynch and Danny Barrett. We knew what we were getting with those guys. We also had Anthony 40 coming back as our leading scorer from last year. So, you know, those were some of the guys we were going to lean on. And then after that, pretty much all the spots were open, and we've had some guys really step into those spots, cement them, and do a phenomenal job. We've a kid like Rafael Laurent has come in. He's averaging 11 points. He's a phenomenal shooter, and his defense has really picked up, and so he's a really big weapon for us. But we've had other guys like Nate Braz, senior off the bench, averaging about 7 points. He's had a couple 20-point games. And we've really needed that offensive output. Johnny Lucas, a junior, has come in, giving us some great minutes at the starting forward position. And another guy who's really come off the bench, and his defense is great, and he gets us some timely buckets. He does all the little things. Is Vinny O'Hara, who's a really good football player, and he's just been an awesome addition to the basketball team. So we had some guys coming in that we knew what we were going to get out of them, but there were a lot of question marks, and those guys that I just mentioned have really helped to kind of solidify our team and, you know, allowed us to have a successful season so far.
You know, Thad, I look at the first three players you mentioned, the returners, which would include Shea Lynch, Danny Barrett, and Anthony Forte. Forte, the shooter, Shea, I mean, it's just a phenomenal, you know, kind of control guard and defender. And then Barrett, I mean, those guys really kind of, you know, created real roles for themselves on your team, haven't they?
They have. And, you know, they're an extension of myself on the court and the coaching staff on the court, because they've been in the system. They know exactly what we want to do. Danny and Shea have been starters since their sophomore year. Anthony's been on varsity since his freshman year. So, you know, this is the third year for these guys that I've had a chance to coach them. So, you know, the communication between the coaching staff and those guys is phenomenal. And they're really, like I said, an extension of us on the court. And so they know what we're looking for. They know, you know, the adjustments that we need to make. And, you know, they're just very smart kids, you know, both academically and athletically. And I'm lucky to be able to coach them.
You know, as I look at your schedule or your record right now, Thad, and I see you're at 14-5, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, there are a handful of games out there that had you shot better, as your guys are very capable of, it could even be an even better record. Do you look at it that way?
You know, I honestly believe that at the end of the season, it all does come out in the wash a little bit. I feel like there's games you look back on and say, you know, we should have had those ones. But then there's games you look back at and you say, you know, we were lucky to win that one. So I do look at some of the games, like particularly the Salem game at home. You know, we lost 41-36, and we just could not get a basket to fall the entire night. And you look back and you say, you know, just a couple more shots go in, and it's a totally different game. But then you look on the flip side, you know, we've pulled out a couple games at the end. So I do think that, you know, when you look at your record at the end, it's pretty accurate as to what type of a team you are.
All right. So looking at where you are at right now, looking at the power rankings, what do you see happening for Peabody basketball come postseason? I know you got one more game to go. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But tell me where you feel you're at right now getting ready for postseason.
You know, I've told the kids all year that, you know, our goals are pretty much the same. And when it comes to postseason play, you know, everybody would love to get a home game. So if we can position ourselves in the rankings to get a home game in front of our fans, that would be great. You know, under the old system, we were on the road usually. You know, we were at Cambridge, we were at Lawrence, at Central Catholic. You know, those are the past few years. So for us, looking at the rankings, if we could get a game, you know, in our field house, that would be, you know, our number one goal.
Well, I would totally agree with that. So now you've got Revere, a very solid Greater Boston League basketball program, and that will wrap up the season for regular season for you guys on Friday night. Tell me about the Revere matchup.
You know, Revere is one of those teams we have a good relationship with. They're coached by Dave Leary, great guy, great coach. And we've played them non-league over the years, and then we've also played them, you know, in our league, you know, as our league has changed. But this is a non-league game, and it's going to end our season, and, you know, it's going to be one of the last ones for them. So we're both, you know, looking to finish the season on a strong note. And Revere and Peabody, every time we get together, it's usually a good game. We're pretty evenly matched. Looking at their top guys, we match up with them height-wise. We're pretty similar. So I do think it's going to be a good game.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned Dave Leary. You know, he's one of the guys that, you know, you don't see as much now because they're in a different league, but a great coach, good program there, and it was always good to watch Revere basketball wherever they were, home or away, you know, when we were covering, you know, when Revere was in the Northeastern Conference and so on. So I miss that. And, of course, the other Revere teams as well and their athletic program. So, but that's great that you guys can still match up with them here at this point, albeit non-league. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, me and Dave get along very well, and he's in it for the right reasons, and he's always there to help the kids. And like I said, he does a phenomenal job. So we match up well most years, and so we're looking forward to that. And he's had some good teams over the years, and now that they're out of our conference, it frees us up to, you know, play some non-league games and have some fun.
Well, I'll tell you, I have enjoyed watching your team this year. You know, sometimes you've come up on the short end when I've been there, as we kind of joke about a little bit. But I really do enjoy watching your team. And it really, watch Shea Lynch during the football season. But, man, he's great on the basketball court, too. I just love watching him on offense and on defense, in particular as well. So best of luck Friday night. And, of course, into the postseason, we'll be keeping an eye on Peabody basketball. So, Thad, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate the coverage.
You got it. Thad Broughton, head boys basketball coach at Peabody High School here on MSONewsports.com.